I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about following through. Following through, this concept, we're going to be talking about from the world of sports. I played baseball in college, and one of the best hitting instructors I was ever around, he used to always teach his hitters that you got to finish high. You got to follow through. You got to let that swing continue to go past the point of contact. And you got to finish high and follow through. And you got to follow through high and long. And he said, this is one of the most important aspects of the swing. He said, if you get the beginning and the end of the swing in the correct positions, that everything in the middle tends to work out. And so this principle of following through, what he taught about finishing high, I've actually found is a biblical principle. Is you got to finish high. You got to set your mind on the things above. You got to follow through from the point of time where we believe we receive from God. In my book, The Eighth Date, we talk about creating points of contact, that every need and demand and everything we're doing in life really is either an opportunity to create a point of contact, just like a hitter hitting a baseball, to create a point of contact where either you're releasing God's power, you're releasing faith and God's power into the situation. You create a point of trust with God, where you're trusting him to meet that need, trusting him to handle that situation, whatever it may be. But then once you believe, you receive, you create that point of contact, we often take our hands off of it too soon. And we got to get to this place where we follow through. And how do we follow through? It's number one is walking in love, moving to that place where we keep believing, we keep trusting, but we move to this place of faith, faith expressing itself through love. We got to walk in love at that point. Because that we release it to God. Now we can stop worrying about it. We just focus on being a blessing and walking in love. The other part is just following through, taking action on those things that we know to do. Sometimes people are what they would call low on follow through. They have a to-do list of things. They have visions or dreams or things they want to accomplish, maybe God-given dreams, but the follow through is low. That's where we got to take action on those things that we know to do. So I think the two key things, when we're talking about following through, we're talking about walking in love, keeping our eyes fixed on God. Let him have those concerns, those worries, those issues. Let him have those, and you focus on loving people. That's how we begin to follow through. And then we take action, and we're a person of high follow through, where we follow through and we see things through to completion. Being people of high follow through. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before our time of communion for today. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named. Not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us. So that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And Father, we ask you to send us opportunities to do good today. Send us opportunities to be a blessing, opportunities to both prosper and increase to the next level, to greatly increase. And help us be sensitive to those opportunities you're sending our way. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, you got to wake up every day like a kid on Christmas morning. Just had Christmas. Waking up like a kid on Christmas morning. Some excitement, some energy, some hope, some expectation. Expectation in God for the day. Got to bring some presence and energy into these four things. Getting positioned in the light. Magnifying that light. Staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today. And then taking action, following through, doing those things that you know to do and doing them together with God, just in partnership with Him. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day as time moves forward, you have to reposition yourself in the light. Positioning doesn't last. It's connected to time. They're one thing. So every day as time moves forward, you have to reposition yourself back in the light. This has to happen every single day. You got to position yourself in humility. God gives grace to the humble. You got to position yourself in humility. You got to position yourself continually in forgiveness, receiving that forgiveness from God, that grace from Him. Walking in forgiveness with yourself and forgiving other people, giving them that same grace God's given you, which means we got to let some things go. We got to humble ourselves. And we got to stay positioned in love. We talk about today, how do we follow through? One of the greatest keys to follow through, just staying positioned in love. As you release some things to God, you let some things go, you walk in forgiveness. We walk in that love. It helps us to stay following through, to keep our eyes fixed on Him because we're trusting that He's the one that's going to bring things to pass. Simple tests we can do. Am I focused on doing good? Am I focused on being a blessing? Am I focused on all the ways that I can help people? Or am I focused on, they didn't do that for me. They didn't, you know, say hi to me. They didn't do this for me. They didn't do that for me. Another simple test we can do. Are we retaliating at people? Are we giving them the silent treatment? Are we avoiding them, withdrawing our presence, not talking to them? Those are all cues that we're positioned in darkness. And one of the greatest ways you can do, just the simplest thing you can do to stay positioned in this all day long, stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Everything is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is just gratitude and praise. And when you take your position in the light, this beautiful thing happens. You have access right now, today, not in the future, right now, today. You have access to everything God has in the light. He's put it all in Christ. I like to call it a pipeline of living water. And we have to learn how to receive this and get it flowing through us at greater levels. The first step is taking your position in the light today. His Spirit and power, His presence, His love and peace and joy, His mind and His wisdom, His health and energy are available to flow through you today. You can have access to His time, to His finances and everything else. So much more. And it all comes as one package. When it comes, you get it all together. It comes as one package, all wrapped up in the light. And then we're going to start to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. As we magnify that light, we expand the capacity of it where God can flow more of it through us in our life. And it's all about what we're focused on. We're all focused on something every day. We're already doing it every day. It's just choosing to change the focus. Rather than focusing on darkness, let's focus on light. What we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're rolling over in our mind continually. As you magnify the light, it just gives God a bigger place to work and to flow through us in our lives. It also gets His word and His promises and His love and everything that He has more established in our hearts. We get more established in it. We become more fixed and immovable and consistent when there's, you know, issues and problems going on around us. To magnify the light, how are we going to do it? To magnify God's word, to give His word a higher place and a higher priority. To be thinking about it and talking about it and studying it diligently. To magnify His unfailing love and His faithfulness. His mighty works that nothing's impossible for Him. to magnify our righteousness in Christ. You think about this. You've got right standing with God. It means God's on your side. You've got peace with him. He wants to help you. He eagerly desires to help you today, this day, today, to magnify every good thing that he put within us. You've got this treasure in jars of clay, and there's earthen vessels. You've got this treasure that he put on the inside of you. And it's to stay focused on whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy rather than all the things that are going wrong. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's just choosing not to make that molehill into a mountain. We often build our problems up as bigger than they really are. It's simply choosing to focus on God and to magnify him as bigger than the problems because he is. Choosing to focus on him instead, roll those problems, cast those cares onto him. Because he cares for you. But he does give us the choice. He gives us free will. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on doing things our own way, snapping at people, retaliating at people, trying to get back at them, withdrawing our presence from them, giving them the silent treatment, avoiding them. We could stay stuck in complaining and venting. Just so focused on the problems, trying to figure it all out in our own mind, relying on ourselves rather than trusting in God. We could stay stuck in the past. We could be so worried about the future. This is where we got to get good at recognizing those symptoms. Because we're in darkness. Everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all that weight and all the pressures on you. It might feel like hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck, you're imprisoned. And it seems like there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish. This is one of the biggest signs, I think. If all of a sudden you feel like your energy levels begin to lower, check. Do a quick check. Did I get positioned in darkness real quick? It's like, I think of it like a black hole. When you get positioned in darkness, it just sucks the energy out of you. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. There's the confusion about what to do, which steps to take. Because you're in darkness. You can't see. You don't know what to do. You don't know which step to take. As you stay positioned in darkness consistently, you get bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles that become very hard to break on our own. But the good news is, when we get in the light, you start magnifying that light. You get this rest in your soul. And when you rest, God goes to work. And now all of a sudden, it's him doing the work through you. And everything is free and easy and effortless. And now you've got his health. You've got his energy. You've got his peace, his joy, his love. Flowing through you. You've got his mind, and all of a sudden you get these aha moments, these flashes of insight, where you just know that you know this is the thing to do, this is the step to take. And when you rest in your soul, you become so much more present, and all of a sudden you become externally focused rather than inwardly focused. And you become so much more aware of everything that's going on around you. This whole world opens up that you didn't know was there before. You stay positioned in this consistently. Those bad habits, those bad patterns, those vicious cycles just begin to effortlessly break because it's God doing the work, not you. And God gives us this amazing gift of grace because one of our biggest challenges is staying positioned in this consistently. Life has a tendency to want to knock us out. And remember, you got to keep repositioning yourself every day. Life has a tendency to want to knock us out of this. But God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If you've never experienced it before, or you've been in there, but if you got knocked out, he gives us this gift where you can turn it around in 1 second. You can be right back in. You can be right back in 1 second. How do you do it? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me for missing it, for getting focused on that, for snapping at that person, for withdrawing my presence or giving them the silent treatment, focusing on myself, whatever it is, however we missed it. You repent, you humble yourself, and that grace begins to flow. You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself. If you need to reconcile and say you're sorry or just get reconciled with somebody else, you take those steps. And then you just start praising him and thanking him. And just a couple seconds later, you're right back in. That doesn't mean everything changes on the outside immediately, but all of a sudden that grace begins to flow and you'll feel that peace come in. You'll feel that joy come in. You'll feel that just pressure lift off of you. Happens in 1 second. And then once that happens on the inside, it's just a matter of time before the things on the outside begin to fall in line. Just simply a matter of time. And that's where we got to continue to follow through. Because sometimes we get defeated by time. We prayed, we believed, we received that grace was flowing, but then it hasn't happened yet. Our expectations haven't been met yet. And that's where you got to continue to stay in love. You got to continue to follow through. You got to continue taking action on those things that you know to do. Because it's purely just a matter of time. You know that God's on it. You gave it to him. He's working on it. Just haven't seen it yet. It's simply just a matter of time. And this is where we got to stay tuned in each day. Every day he's trying to lead us and guide us and train us and teach us. And stay listening and tuned in every day. What I like to do, my exercise that I like to do every night before bed, get my journal out. I'll start by getting positioned to like gratitude and praise. And then what went well today? What were the wins for today? Just to get my mind in a good place first. And then I'll say, what did I learn today? What was God trying to teach me today? I'll recap the day. If I have nothing to write about, it means I wasn't tuned in very well. God, what are you trying to show me today? Is there anything I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? And you just get still and you listen. You get still and you listen. And whatever comes to mind, you write it down. Whether you think it was God or not, you write it down. You just ask him a question. And then all these thoughts come into your mind. That was him. You write it down and you continue to record your journey day by day. And then as you go throughout your day, you're going to stay tuned in. You're going to stay, we call it powered up. You stay get charged up. You stay plugged into him. You walk with him throughout the day. Literally, you can go for a walk with him throughout the day. Stay tuned in for his leading and direction, because sometimes he'll redirect your path throughout the day. Then the last part I like to do in my journal is, what do I know to do today? And I'll plan my day with God. And I'll list out, what am I going to do over the next day? And you get still and you listen and you plan your day with God. How are you going to do that? What is on your to-do list? What are the things you know to do? We're taking communion today, asking God to help us be people of high follow-through, which means what? We got to take action. We got to see things through to completion, which means what? We're going to have to take some action and do the things that we know to do. What's in your conscience? Is there anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything you said you were going to do? Think about God. God is extremely high follow through. If he says he's going to do something, he does it. If he says he's going to do something, he does it. And that leads to trust. It's integrity. Then is there anything you have a leading or excitement to do today? And then it's waking up in the morning, like a kid on Christmas morning. It's time to follow through. We're going to do it together with God, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with full confidence in him. He's right there with us. He's going to help us to execute those things today. We just made our plan with him, and now we're going to execute it with him in partnership with him. And as you do this, it does something like turns you into a magnet. It's just this beautiful thing where you receive this grace from him and you get it flowing through you. It does something like magnetize you and begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. And you can build a bigger and a stronger magnet over time that begins to pull more and more into your life. So following through, I'm going to read a passage just coming from my book, The Eighth Date. So as a little context in this section, I just talked about, I was doing a baseball lesson with a kid one time, and we had done several lessons already up to this point. His swing had improved quite a bit as far as hitting baseballs. But then we're doing this lesson and he's hitting every ball straight into the ground. And I knew what the problem was. We took about a couple minutes, maybe 2 to 5 minutes, and just made a quick correction. At the point of contact, when he's hitting the ball, he wasn't following through. He's getting to the point of contact and he's stopping and he's rolling his hands over. He's taking his hand off the bat too early. So we fixed the point of contact and worked on following through. And immediately he began to hit some of the best balls I'd ever seen him hit. Now, this is a section from my book, The Eighth Date, on following through or finishing high. So one of the most successful hitting coaches I knew used to always tell his baseball players to follow through and finish the swing high. After the point of contact, the point of contact is that place where you've believed God. You've believed, you received, it's that point of prayer. It's that point of trusting in him as those needs and demands come at you. The way we finish high is to set our minds on the things above, that God is working continually for our good. After we've created a point of contact, it's very important to keep the faith. If we've made a firm decision and released our faith and trust, there's no turning back. Now we set our minds on God working for our good. If the symptoms in our body, finances, or relationships don't transform all at once, or even if they temporarily get worse, we keep stirring up the memory that the tables were turned at the point of contact. And from this point on, we rest in God's grace. At the point of contact, it can often feel like nothing happened. We have no physical proof that the tables have been turned. After the point of contact, if your imagination ever starts to wander and you begin to envision other things other than God continually working for your good because of Jesus, then you can take communion again as a way to stir up that memory and to keep your mind fixed on the things above. So you can use communion as a way to help you to abide. Communion, Jesus says, you abide in me, your lives will produce much fruit. You can use communion as a way to keep abiding in him, to keep walking in love, to keep staying positioned in the light. One of the reasons why we do these daily communions, just to help us all, myself included, to keep our positioning, to keep magnifying these things, to stay tuned in and plugged into him. So you can use communion as a way to do that. Now, the final piece of finishing high is to walk in love with others and look to be a blessing. Faith must be expressed through loving others. Trusting at the point of contact leads to rest in our minds because we're rolling over all that weight and all that pressure onto God. Leads to rest in our mind. That's how we get positioned in the light. All of a sudden, you get that rest in the soul, which allows us to see more and more opportunities to be a blessing to others and to cherish them the way that God has done for us. So we're going to take communion over this today, asking for God's help. God gives us the ultimate example. He is love. He's always in love, and he has tremendously high follow through. He's perfect in it, that he always follows through on what he said he was going to do. So, Father, we're asking for your help today to help us to follow through, to help us to be people of high follow through, to finish high, to keep our minds fixed on you, on the things above, to help us to walk in love at a greater level, because faith expresses itself through love. We're asking for your help to help us to follow through on the things that we know to do, on the things that we said we're going to do, the things we know to do, to follow through on those things. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And they said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. Just thinking about my own life. Prior to my walk with God, I'd always wanted to write a book. And I had started several times, but I could never follow through. I could never finish it. It wasn't until God came into my life and I began to abide in him, just to stay plugged in and connected to him, he began to help me do this. And I believe he wants to do the same for you. If you're someone who struggled to get things to completion, to follow through, we're receiving his help on that today. He's going to transform this for you. He's going to transform it for you. And we're all going to become people of high, high follow through. We're going to continue to grow in this more and more. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So, after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into light, makes all this possible. Got this covenant with God, this partnership with him. We can follow through together with him. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about following through today. I'm going to make today a masterpiece. How are you going to do it? You're going to stay positioned in a light. You're going to take your positioning today. Keep magnifying that light. Build it up bigger and greater on the inside of you. You're going to pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it back around quickly. This is a skill set to develop, to recognize this and to turn it back around quickly. We're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and his direction, and we're going to take action. Do those things we know to do. Do it together with God. We're going to walk in love today, a higher level of love today. Keep doing this day by day. He's going to lead you one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the Abundant Life Training Center.com.